Hey there, I hope you're well. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for March 5th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Okay, so to kick things off, I've been on a bit of a rant this week regarding the Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra specifically, as personally I think that if Samsung is charging nearly $1,400 or £1,400 for a smartphone, then we need to see more than just two major OS upgrades. There are a few things that are slightly out of Samsung's control, such as Qualcomm only providing 3 years of support for their chipsets, but there is no excuse for Exynos models. My thought process is that you're probably better off buying two $700 or £700 phones, such as the OnePlus 7, and then upgrading twice over 4 years, giving you four major OS updates for the same money. You may agree or disagree, but I think it's probably about time somebody said something. The highly anticipated Google Pixel Buds have gained a wireless charging certification ahead of release, which hints that we could be seeing the Bluetooth earbuds within the next few weeks. If there's one thing for sure, the hype is building as they do look good and we literally cannot wait to try them out. YouTube TV has officially lost Fox Sports and the YES Network as of today after the streaming platform failed to reach an agreement with Sinclair Broadcasting even with an extension. Some regional sports networks will remain though, which might soften the blow a little, but yeah, no more Fox Sports is a big blow for cord cutters out there. Google has now started rolling out 4K Stadia streaming for supported titles on web. This is only available to Stadia Pro members, but the new ultra-high definition option is available so long as you have a solid connection. But at the moment, it doesn't appear that there is a way to lower quality unless your connection dips. So if you do have a data cap, you may want to avoid playing on desktop. Although, that said, the toggle will likely come in a future update. And finally, Google has released the first Android 11 patch, which will update the developer preview to version 1.1. However, because this is a developer preview build, there is no OTA push. Instead, you will have to sideload manually. The patch itself is heavily developer-facing, so no neat usability features if you were wondering. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.